Happy First Friday from the KBXC studios in Bemidji. I will get to Bemidji in just a few moments, but before we talk about First Friday in Bemidji, I want to talk about what's happening in Brainerd. At the Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd, the public is invited to attend an opening reception tonight. It's called Purgatory, and it's artwork by Jane Ryan. That event is from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock tonight. There'll be refreshments, and it's an exhibit that features a selection of drawings. Of course, purgatory is thought to be a place where souls endure a state of temporary suffering. And Jane got to thinking and questioned if they ever would find themselves on the other end of purgatory. And the souls illustrated in her work are loosely based on two actual people who find themselves in this particular place due to their own tragic actions. So check that out. That sounds fascinating. That's at the Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd. And that's from 5 to 7 tonight. And that show will be up until October 26th. And at the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia, they've got a new show up by Thomas Anderson. That reception's actually tomorrow from 12:30 to 3 o'clock. Thomas Anderson balances between fine art and illustration. He creates detailed work that tells a story, and he hopes people delight in looking at his art as much as he likes creating it. And now on to Bemidji. First Friday in Bemidji is always exciting. There's always new shows going up around town. And for a full listing of all those shows, go to watermarkartcenter.org and click on the button for First Friday Art Walk. I spent some time talking with a woman who is intimately involved in the new show going up at the Watermark this month. Here's some more about it. So you've been working in ceramics a large part of your life. I know that you took a
I took
break.
a big hiatus in the middle.
Yeah.
But I've loved it from the minute I touched clay. I was trained here in Minnesota by Glenn Nelson, and I was trained as a traditional Mingay soda potter, which is Mingay pottery is a Japanese form of pottery influenced by Warren McKenzie here in the United States. And there are a lot of us who appreciate and love and were trained in that style. And so that was throwing work and very much with a Japanese aesthetic.
Okay.
But I always loved hand building. I did it on the side, but I still loved that aesthetic and did it for about 8-10 years and then took a hiatus for over 20, almost 30 years while I needed more money to feed my children because somehow or other they really wanted clothes and food. And so did a lot of other things and then came back to it as soon as I got the last one into college.
Marian Angelica is a Minneapolis-based ceramics artist. She is this year's curator for the Watermark Art Center's 15th annual juried ceramics exhibit called It's Only Clay. It opens tonight in Bemidji at the Watermark. I was able to sit down and talk with Marian about her history as a ceramics artist and also what all goes into jurying a national show.
When I came back to pottery, when I could, I decided I was going to just do hand building. And I had started in graduate school working in porcelain, which I am in love with because it's so white and so pure, and it's really just like cream cheese, which I also just love, and decided that I would just limit myself because pottery is so huge. You could go in endless directions. It's like, it's why it's never boring. But I said, only porcelain and only hand building. And so then my focus changed, and limiting it to one kind of clay and one style of working really affected how things looked.
Mm-hmm.
My studio is at the Northern Clay Center in Minneapolis.
Where you teach.
Where I teach.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a long, narrow little studio called the Mouse Hole where I work. And it's perfect for me because I can sit right at my table and I can reach everything. No matter what I need, it's right in reach. And I had a studio in my home. But I wound up feeling a little lonely, even though I'm sort of an introvert. I can work by myself for quite a while. But I love being in Northern Clay because I have my studio. If I need to go in and work, there I am. quiet working in my studio. And if I want to talk to somebody or I want someone's opinion or I want somebody to have soup with, they're right there.
Yeah. I was going to ask how being an instructor inspires your own work.
Well, yes. Actually, my students push me. So one of the things I teach functional hand building. That's sort of my little niche in teaching there. And as a result, I've had students who keep taking my class over and over. And as a result, I have to create new work to teach them. And so by doing that, that pushes me to create new forms and new ideas. And so I love it. I mean, it's very reciprocal. And I learn as much from them as they learn from me.
Very cool. I was looking at some of your work. Some of it's so fine. And it's so there's some whimsy in some of the things that you build, too. It's just really fascinating to me.
Well, working in clay is such fun. It's so joyful that I think it just comes out. I can't help it. And I do have fun. I mean, I walk into the studio, and after 30 years of other kinds of jobs, I walk in and I tell people, even a bad day in the studio is a great day.
That is ceramics artist Marian Angelica. She works in porcelain, and she's an instructor at the Northern Clay Center in Minneapolis. She is also the juror for the 15th annual It's Only Clay exhibit that opens tonight in Bemidji at the Watermark Art Center. It's a national exhibit in which submissions came from ceramics artists all over the country, and Marian had the job of parsing through them all and deciding which ones would ultimately make their way to the Watermark Art Center. What happens when you jury an exhibit?
Well, it's an interesting process, and sometimes it feels a little weighty because you're getting images from people from all over the country, and you know that they are putting out their best hope for beautiful work, what they feel is great. And you have to choose among the pieces because there's only so much room in a gallery. So it feels weighty. And what I wound up doing was looking over and over again at the slides. And unfortunately, slides or images just don't do it with three-dimensional work. So it's really, you have to, in a way, guess. You can't always tell the scale, and you can't see the other side of whatever it is. So you're doing your best to guess that pieces will both be as you think they look and also will fit together with the other pieces.
Yeah, you can't even see the thickness of the of the clay or anything.
And when we when I actually saw the pieces that came in, sometimes I was surprised by the scale. There was one piece that I thought was enormous that was really very small, and another piece that I thought was small turned out to be twice the size of what I imagined. And you can't tell from a picture.
So what kinds of things are you considering when you're looking at these slides?
Well, I made some rules for myself because I have a personal style and I have personal preferences. We all do. But I wanted to be sure that I was being fair to people who had a completely different aesthetic. So my rule was to look for things that were really high quality in whatever style people were working, even if it wasn't maybe a style that I would love and put in my home.
Okay. What classifies as high quality?
Well, they're a combination of things. So for three-dimensional things, the form is always very important. Is it a form that looks like it's really been conceived well and makes sense altogether? And then there's the surface decoration. Does it fit with the form? And then there's the idea. Some pieces are political. Some pieces are whimsical. Some pieces are more austere and serene. And all those things kind of have to fit together for a piece to really feel strong.
Mm. You received submissions from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us an idea of the different places that some of these pieces came from?
Well, the truth is, I don't know. Because they make sure that everything for me is anonymous.
Oh.
So I recognize some styles of people, and I think I know who they are, and I think I may know where they live, which is not here. But actually, I had a friend here who is a Minnesotan who submitted, who had changed his work, and I never knew it was his work until much later. So they make sure that it's not about friendship, even though we all potters love each other, sort of. but it's really about trying to look at the work by itself without any social connections or political connections.
So what kinds of pieces ultimately made it into the show?
Well, there's really a large diversity of pieces. So we have some pieces that are incredibly quiet and beautiful, where less is more. So they might have a simple form and a red dot in the exact right place. And then we have other pieces that are wild and crazy and have a million colors and texture all over and are a crazy critter or a political statement. So it really varies. And some that are kind of traditional to different cultures. So it's really a diverse show. And I think it'll be interesting for people to see for that reason. There's a piece that I'm not sure whether or not it's raku or whether it's a low fire that's done in straw or sawdust. That's my guess, but I'm not entirely sure. There's mid-range porcelain pieces. There's high-fire stoneware pieces. There's almost every clay. I don't think there's any earthenware in it. But other than that, it really is lots of different techniques.
Okay, and everything is functional.
Yes.
In this show.
Everything is functional, although some are more classically functional. Some push the limits, but yes, you can use them in some way, even if it's eye candy.
Oh, you've juried shows in the past?
Yes, but this is my first national show.
Oh.
I've done some local shows, and that was a good warm-up, but I took this on, and it was a little daunting, but it turned out to be great.
Tonight, you'll be talking at the opening reception?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and will you be announcing the winners of the prizes?
I will.
Okay.
And that's one of the next things. That's another hard thing, because the work is really fine. All the work is fine, and it's like apples, oranges, and grapes, and how on earth do I figure out what a first, second, and third prize is? But I have to do it.
Yeah. Have you decided?
I'm very close. Very close.
Okay. So it's big prizes. I mean, the winner is going to get $1,000, and then there's second and third.
Yeah. You know, I look at, and I also send my work to national shows, and this is a very generous show in terms of its awards.
Fantastic. Well, that is Marian Angelica. She'll be at the Watermark Art Center tonight. From 5 to 7 is that reception, and everyone's invited to attend. Marian will be speaking at 6 o'clock.
Come enjoy it. It'll be really a pleasure to see.
Thanks, Marian. I did a little digging and found out for myself that the pieces in the It's Only Clay exhibit that opens tonight came from places like California, Brainerd, Harris, Minnesota, Brooklyn, New York, Minneapolis, Minnesota, New Mexico, New York, Illinois, Bemidji, Minnesota, and North Dakota, just to name a few. It's world-class ceramics at the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. In addition to the collaborative exhibit that makes up It's Only Clay, Marian Angelica will have her own show going on at the Watermark Art Center, so you don't want to miss it. I'm Katie Carter. Thank you for tuning in to this first Friday Arts Cavalcade. This is all made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.
Thanks, Katie.